Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Now, brothers and sisters, good day. Sit down, how you doing? I hope you're doing fine.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another 60 minutes of fine Jamaican music. And today I'm creating a welcoming ambience by lighting some incense and inviting you all in to sit cross-legged on the floor. So please leave any macho bravado and posturing outside, and instead let's get in touch with our emotions and discuss our personal experiences in a sharing and empathetic kind of way, as it's time for the House of Reggae's Feelings Special.
Feelings Special. Feelings Special.
I did warn you, as that was Sharon Isaacs recording at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio in 1975 with her version of the international bestseller Feelings, which was originally recorded by the Brazilian singer Morris Albert the previous year, and you can find Sharon's version on the great Lee Perry box set called Build the Ark on the Trojan label.
Hold up all the stations, this station supply all the popular stations with popular music.
And so today I'm going to be playing tunes about the different feelings that songwriters like to express, those of the head, heart and soul, because when listening to a great record it's the emotions it conjures up that either makes us fall in love, makes us sad and lonely, makes us smile and dance, or just hits us in that unexplainable place somewhere deep within our bones and makes us feel good all over. And so, speaking of which, I'm going to begin our journey now with another cover version, as this was originally made famous by the Drifters in 1963, and then covered to perfection by Delroy Wilson at Studio One 5 years later, as it's time to feel good all over.
Feel good all over. Feel good when you kiss my sweet lips. Then
Great Delroy Wilson there with his version of Feel Good All Over, which he recorded at Studio One and was originally released on 7-inch in both Jamaica and the UK on their Studio One label in 1968, and was also the title track of his album the following year.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
And so, as Bob Marley once sang, one good thing about music: when it hits, you feel no pain. And so for today's show, where we're exploring some of the deep feelings expressed in Jamaican music, I've picked out some of my all-time favourite vocalists, whose sweet inflections in their respective voices hit me right where it matters. And none more so than the cool ruler himself, Mr. Gregory Isaacs.
A feeling, liquor, a sip, herb, a smoke, and a dance all tight. No corner bus, no one, no fuss, no fight. Yeah, but me say, oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling I had, yeah. I say, oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling I had. Now I can recall all my early days of childhood. Some wish us bad, while others wish us good. What a feeling, oh, what a feeling, wonderful feeling I had, yeah. I say, oh, what a feeling, yeah. Wonderful feeling I had. Oh, a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling. I may say, oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling. Aya, yeah. Aya.
Oh, what a feeling.
Feeling I'm feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, what a feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
Gregory Isaacs there, of course, who I like to think of as a great Jamaican torch singer, with Oh What A Feeling, which was produced by Sly and Robbie and originally released on their Taxi label in both Jamaica and the UK, and can now be found on many of Gregory's compilations, including a double disc set called The Definitive Collection on the Trojan label.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
Now, I'm not sure what the Manning family had on their cornflakes every morning when they were growing up, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a large dollop of sweet honey. Because while Linford and Donald went on to be two-thirds of the exquisite harmony vocal trio the Abyssinians, elder brother Carlton's own divine vocals led the way in the late 60s at Studio One, where his debut single featured this emotional ode of love and devotion in This Feeling.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it.
This feeling, baby, feeling. Wonderful feeling, lover. Yes, keeps me reeling. you give me this feeling.
Hitting notes that I can only dream about, that was Carlton Manning leading his own group Carlton and the Shoes with This Feeling, which they recorded at Studio One and was originally released on the Supreme label in Jamaica and the Studio One label here in the UK back in 1968, and went on to be featured on their all-time classic album Love Me Forever.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But now, where Carlton Manning was quite overt in expressing his feelings of love in that last tune, to the extent where he was willing to tear his heart out and give it to his object of desire, in this next one, B.B. Seaton and the Gay Lads are not such experienced lovers, and instead ask for a little gentleness when being held and squeezed. But ultimately, in this early reggae classic, they are still overcome by those funny feelings.
No matter what the people say, these sounds lead the way. It's the order of the day for your boss DJ.
Soul reggae vocal group The Gay Lads there with Funny Feeling, which they recorded in 1970 and I think only came out on a blank label pre at the time, but was covered by Dennis Brown later in the decade, and since then B.B. Seaton has reissued it on 7-inch on his own Soul Beat label and also compiled it on the Sunshine Reggae Volume 1 release.
I say, hey Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so here in the House of Reggae's Feelings special, I seem to have a whole load of tunes lined up today from the early reggae period. As leading on from the Rocksteady era, this was obviously a time when the vocalists felt able to really put their true heartfelt emotions onto record. Although, like the Delroy one earlier, this next one is also a cover version, but with one important change, which conveniently allows it into today's show, as this was originally written by Smokey Robinson and recorded by The Temptations back in 1963 and was titled I Want a Love I Can See. But when John Holt, fresh out of the Paragons, was at Studio One in 1970, he slightly changed the title, and when recording it, he also left out the opening verse from the soul version, and instead started his cover with the line, I want a love I can feel.
All right, come, let the good time roll. With Sir Cocks at the console, ready?
Recorded at Studio One in 1970, that was John Holt with A Love I Can Feel, which originally came out on a Coxon label in Jamaica and a Bamboo label in the UK, and was also the title track of his album the following year.
This is your popular station where your music comes first, and I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong.
Now, I did promise you some great vocalists in today's show, and I certainly believe I'm living up to that claim. And I've got many more to come, as up next is my all-time favourite, Mr. Keith Slim Smith. Who was a man who never held back his feelings when writing and recording records, and in his short life explored the deep emotions of the human condition on a series of great releases. Even if it sometimes seemed he never quite understood exactly what they were, as his vulnerable voice would waver across the music in a mixture of devotion and confusion. Just like on this one, which starts out as a soul track before settling down to a steady reggae beat, which underpins Slim's exploration of this feeling.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now. Weary from the load, still I'll never throw my soul.
Greatest singers of all time, Mr. Slim Smith in mercurial form there with This Feeling, which was produced by Bunny Lee and came out on a Blank Label Pre in Jamaica, but was so good it was issued twice in the UK on both the Unity and Escort labels and can now be found on the Essential Slim Smith compilation called Keep That Love Light Shining on the Trojan label.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth, but having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
And so from one of the great vocalists to one of the great songwriters now, as up next we're going to hear from Bob Andy, who has penned hits for Ken Booth, Marcia Griffiths, and of course for his own exemplary discography. And one of his first recordings outside of Studio One, where he had notched up many of his hits, was this short but insightful number, where he wails the frustrated feelings of working hard but not getting anything back in return, in The Way I Feel.
Bring down to the scatter. Keep the city musical ambassadors getting at and at. I've given my sweat, I've given my heart, but it only makes me fret. Why must I feel the way that I feel? Oh, I tell you why. A life that I can't explain, living a life that is causing me much pain. And oh, 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 how can I live the way I'm a living, I'm a living, a living, a living. Ah, can I go on living the way that I feel? I want to know, won't you? Someone saw it, someone saw it, someone saw it to me and told me what I was doing. Oh yeah, I want to know, want to know what I was doing. Won't you tell me and tell me what to do? Yeah, yeah, I want to know.
The legendary Bob Andy there, giving his all in The Way I Feel, which was produced by Rupee Edwards and released on the Success label in Jamaica and the Dr. Bird label in the UK in 1969, and which Rupee himself has recently reissued once again on 7-inch vinyl.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so, building on Bob Andy's theme from that last one, comes the great sufferer singer from downtown Kingston, Junior Biles, who throughout the 1970s articulated the life of the poor and the put upon in a series of heartfelt releases that also reflected his own experiences in the unforgiving city. And none more so than in the one I got for you now, where he details his daily tribulations under the boiling sun. But despite his knees getting weak from the heavy load he's carrying, he ultimately uses his faith to pull him through in Can You Feel It?
Yeah, he was a president, he was a president, yet he opened up his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and that shall not know. Oh, time and time I've traveled this road, my knees getting weak.
There with Can You Feel It, which was produced by Lloyd Campbell and originally released on a Thing label in Jamaica back in 1977, where it also informs us on the label that the spiritual advisor was Ras Lloyd. And that tune was later compiled on the Junior Biles set called When Will Better Come on the Trojan label.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so a common Jamaican and Rastafarian phrase that sums up that last tune is, who feels it knows it. And this evocative line has been used in countless tunes down the decades by the likes of the Wailers, Jimmy Cliff and Stranger Cole. But for the one I've picked out for you now, I'm taking a brief departure from the old-time music to bring you two of the most promising rising stars of today, namely Romain Virgo and Etana, who combine to bring a contemporary commentary on the hardships of life in Who Feels It Knows It.
This one is for all of the hard-working people. Work from 6 in the morning, straight up You think it easy for Baba stand up in the shop all day and nothing a go on? You think it easy for farmer stay up in the sun all day? I blow the farm. It no easy being a vendor nor a taxi man. No. You think it easy for stand up and watch your youth a cry for food for them? But I won't feel it, not it. We are feeling from a little and a grow. I won't feel it, not it. Sometimes we feel like we let go. I won't feel it, not it. We are feeling from a little and a grow. I won't feel it, not it. I only judge and know.
Just a open at a shop all day and nothing a go on. It no easy for eagle and dung in at a marketplace and can't sell a car. Manicurists rent them boots and the ladies now do them nails. No, street vendors and the boiling sun and them now make no seal.
So I won't feel the nothing. We are feeling from a little and a grow. I won't feel the nothing. Sometimes we feel like we let go. I won't feel it, not it. We are feeling from a little and a grow. I won't feel it, not it.
Only judge I know. Yeah, yeah.
The way the system set up, no help poor people, no way. But poor people not gonna give up, no. No matter how we stay, we still a hustle and a fight it. And when we don't like it, still working on and on.
I won't feel it, not it.
We are feeling from a little and a grow.
I won't feel it, not it.
Sometimes we feel like we let go.
I won't feel it, not it.
We are feeling from a little and a grow.
I won't feel it, not it.
I only judge and know. Yes, you think it easy if we know say early a morning landlord a come for the rent. When deep down in yourself, you know, say, you don't have a cent. You know me feel it, for the youth them, when you have to sleep on that street. Them not care for the youth them, and a long time you see it.
So I won't feel it, not it.
Them I feel it from them little and I grow.
I won't feel it, not it.
Sometimes them feel like we let go.
I won't feel it, not it.
Them I feel it from them little and I grow.
I won't feel it, not it.
I only judge and know.
Yes, I won't feel it, not it.
We are feeling from a little and I grow.
I won't feel it, not it.
Sometimes we feel like we let go.
I won't feel it, not it.
We are feeling from a little and I grow.
I won't feel it, not it.
That was Romain Virgo, backed up by Itana with Who Feels It Knows It, which was on the Serve and Protect rhythm and was produced by Donovan Germain and released on Romain Virgo's self-titled album from 2010 on the VP label. And just like that last tune, this next one also features a well-used Jamaican saying of who can't hear, must feel. Although this one seems a little more unforgiving, as it can be used by parents when telling off their children because they hadn't listened to them. And when the phrase is interspersed with a smack or two, the child is certainly feeling their message. But as with most things within the home, it can also be used to reflect the goings-on in a wider world outside, as we're about to hear from the mighty Maytones.
Redeemer full of culture, y'all.
Yes, I know that it's true.
The top of the Great Problems rhythm, that was Vernon Buckley leading the Mighty Maytones with Who Can't Hear, Must Feel, which he originally released on his own Commando label and was later compiled on the Trojan Rastafari box set. But now, here in the House of Reggae, we're gonna get in touch with our spiritual side, courtesy of Bob Marley, who wrote the song Put It On back in 1965. And he obviously liked it so much that he recorded three different versions of it during his career. Firstly at Studio One, where it became a sizable local hit, and then again with Lee Perry at the beginning of the 1970s, and finally for his Burning album on the Island label. And each of these versions is good enough for me to play, so I've had a hard call to make, but I've ended up plumping for the Lee Perry one, simply because the laid-back rhythm contains so much feel that I feel it fitted right in with today's theme. So let's put it on and feel the spirit.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Spirit.
Oh, wonderfully soulful, funky, and even slightly jazzy version of Put It On by Bob Marley and the Wailers, which was produced by Lee Perry in 1970 and originally featured on their Soul Revolution album the following year, and can now be found on a multitude of compilations.
Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music!
And so in the Jamaican revivalist churches, when the spirit hits, you just can't resist. And arriving on the island back in 1860, following the revivalist upsurge in America of a couple of years previously, Jamaican revivalism is roughly split into two, of either the more Christian-influenced Zion or the African-inspired Pocomania. And drumming and hypnotic rhythms form a major part of the ceremonies, while the followers feel the spirits flowing through them. And this energy and devotion is used by Prince Buster in this next tune, who brings on board the angelic voice of one Slim Smith to help him convey the raucous and uplifting feeling of when the spirit hits in The Prophet.
Spirit moving in my soul. I'd like to tell the world the way it's never been told.
Oh, 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 oh yeah. 'Cause I got love in my heart, and I'll never, never tear it apart. And in the morning when the sun starts shining, I'm gonna tell this world this land is mine, all mine. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
It's moving in my soul. I'd like to tell the world the way it's been told.
Cause I'm a prophet sent by God to tell this world sinners gon' weep and mourn, and the devil and all his angels, fire and brimstone, they shall burn, 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 burn. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
Appropriately enough, that was a second appearance in today's show by Slim Smith, this time featuring on Prince Buster's The Prophet, which Buster produced himself and released on his Voice of the People label in Jamaica and the Bluebeat label here in the UK in 1966, and was reissued a few years back on the compilation Dance Cleopatra on the Rocka Shaka label.
I am not I am, the mighty ruler. Ruler, ruler,
ruler. And so we're gonna feel the spirit flowing through our veins in one more tune, as up next is Dennis Anthony Thomas, who is much better known by his DJ name of King Kong.
King Kong, King Kong, King Kong.
Who, after his string of King Jammy produced dancehall hits in the second half of the 1980s, went a bit quiet for a while, but soon bounced back with a very productive relationship with a New York-based label, Massive B, where he sounded full of energy and life once again, and none more so than on top of their updated version of their Declaration of Rights rhythm, as this is called I Feel a Joy.
I feel a joy.
That joy, that joy, that joy, that joy. That joy, that joy, that joy. That joy in my soul. I feel that joy within my soul. Soul. A burning flame without control. Whoa. I feel that joy within my soul. Whoa. One which Paul can control. Oh, King Jacob sit upon the throne of fire. Babylon soon of he retire. Sit upon the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. How could they, how could Babylon do such a virtuous thing? I feel that joy within my soul, soul, a burning flame without control. Boy, I feel that joy within my soul, soul, one which Paul can't control. Babylon open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. Babylon them open the door, so they crown him kings of soul, soul, a burning flame without control. Whoa, I feel that joy within my soul, soul, one which Pope Paul can't control. Whoa, Babylon must have retire in this year high war. Babylon, skin catch a fire in this year high war. Babylon, under the pressure from the Messiah. Babylon, we burn bag of wire in this year high war. Wire, I feel that joy within my soul, soul, a burning flame without control.
Released in 2005, that was King Kong with I Feel a Joy, which was produced by Bobby Condors and initially came out on 7-inch on his Massive B label, and also featured on King Kong's album titled Rumble Jumble Life. But now, before I break up our little gathering here today, I just hope that all this sharing and caring that has been expressed over the last hour has made you feel a little better. And if so, then I just might have a song to complement that. Well, what else did you expect? And so, back in 1974, Rupi Edwards produced a single called Everyday Wandering by the up-and-coming vocalist Johnny Clark, which was underpinned by a bass-heavy rhythm and following the growing fashion of the day of versioning great rhythms, which Rupi at that time was taking to its most extreme lengths. He soon followed it up with his own voiced version of it, which on its UK release caught the public's mood and rocketed up the national pop charts, peaking at number 9. And so it must be time to feel high with I Have Feelings.
I Have Feelings.
Wondering what will you do every day? You're what will you do? You wouldn't even then you'll be free. You wouldn't even try to reach the top. Then you'll be free. You wouldn't even try to reach the top. Then you will see every day. I'm feeling high, so high.
Pranga, pranga, pranga,
in pranga,
pranga, pranga, pranga, pranga.
Every day they talk, wondering, wondering, do
Reggae crossover hit there, as that was Rupi Edwards with Aya Feelings, which he initially released on his own success label in Jamaica and their Cactus label here in the UK in 1974, and which also went on to be the title track of his album the following year. And so that is my lot for another show, and I just hope that you feel it's all been worth it. And if you did, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or come and join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.